So you lived in Idaho then. That was kind of interesting, too, because I believe that was not far from the Old Timers Fiddlers contest.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I remember that so well in its early stages. And I'm judging this year.
Oh.
They just invited me to judge. And I think it's like their 60th year. Granddaddy was in that contest. And I was, too, eventually. It was originally square dancers. They had the fiddle playing just for entertainment while the dancers rested a little bit. Everybody loved the fiddling so much that that got bigger and bigger and bigger and finally took over.
You even won the ladies' national championship several
Absolutely.
Times as a young girl.
Well, I was more adult then, I think. I'm not very good at years, John. I'm not. I mean, I'll be as close as I can, but like, I don't know how old I was.
Yeah.
Was I married? I think maybe I was.
You played by ear, didn't you?
Yes. With Granddaddy, the fiddle tunes were not written out. So I learned all those fiddle tunes by ear. And then when Mom finally remarried, Daddy Joe was a fabulous improvisational guitarist, fiddle player, banjo, but primarily guitarist. He played every note of Chet Atkins. You know, he'd get an album of Chet's and learn every single note. If you wanted to play the blues or rock or whatever, a boogie, whatever, I mean, he would go on and on and on and on and on and on. Very creative. And I learned my show fiddling from him, my double shuffle, Orange Blossom Special, Black Mountain Rag type of double shuffle fiddle playing from him.
You had to be a musician, didn't you? I mean, everybody around is music. If you didn't want to be, that would have been awful.
It was like learning a language. You know, it was just a part of my life. And I'll tell you, I don't know what I would do if I couldn't play now. I'm so grateful this little accident I just had, slip and fall. If I couldn't play for some reason, I'd have to have some counseling. Because that's me. I just love music.
Let's take you back then to your education, where you referred to elementary. Where did you go to high school?
At that time, Mom had married Daddy Joe, so we moved to Twin Falls, Idaho.
Okay.
That was an awakening, too, because Fruitland was too small. It didn't have an orchestra. I played clarinet for a little bit, but I never did like it that much. I already could play a lot of violin and fiddle, so I enjoyed that.
But they had an orchestra, I suppose.
Yes, they had an orchestra. Richard Smith was the conductor. I was kind of terrified. I thought I'd have to audition. I didn't know what to expect. It was ninth grade. We moved in the summer, but I was going to be a ninth grader. So I did kind of audition, and I got first chair, concert mistress of that orchestra. Then Mr. Smith asked me to solo with the orchestra. So I did. That was quite an awakening also. Plus, Mr. Smith said, well, you need to apply for this scholarship to Interlaken, and you need to apply for this scholarship to the International String Congress. So he was quite a mentor. He kept pushing me gently. Our orchestra was really good, you know, number one ratings. And we went to Allstate and All Northwest. There were several of us that went to Allstate and several of us that were chosen to go to All Northwest. But those orchestra experiences were marvelous. I don't play in an orchestra now, but I solo with orchestras. And I love that. And I play chamber music.
So in the 50s, later 50s, you were in high school.
Uh-huh.
Your friends and all listening to the radio, what kind of music were you guys listening to? Elvis had come along at that point?
Yeah.
So was Elvis
we did.
Big, or did you even acknowledge other music?
Yeah. I loved to dance. See, I graduated from high school in 1960. We did the twist and the swing dances that they do now. So it was kind of 50s rock.
Did you listen to country music?
Some. But not a whole lot. I was more folk, the traditional fiddle music and all that, and the rock and roll that my peers, you know, the early rock and roll. I'm trying to think who we liked. We loved the Beatles, too, which was just a little bit later. Elvis, he was a phenomenon. I think I liked all music, really.
Yeah.
Country was there also. But we were in Idaho. We didn't really turn on the radio and listen to the Grand Ole Opry.
Okay.
And I didn't really have an image in my mind of the music business. I was not exposed to Nashville right. and all that. I was more just learning to play and loving to play all kinds of music. But I did play all kinds of music. We played a little bit of jazz. Daddy Joe was great at playing all those standards. Any standard you can name, Deep Purple, you know, I mean, he played it all. Oh, and my mom, they had a radio show and they did all sorts of music.
College. Where did you go to college?
Went to college in Colorado, Colorado Women's College, which is now Denver University. Wherever I got the best scholarship is where I went.
Okay.
And then I went to Vienna for a year, Vienna Academy of Music, and that was great. So I had all this classical study. I mean, Interlaken that one summer was phenomenal. That was my sophomore year. No, my sophomore year was Ann Jones and her Western Sweethearts.
Sophomore year in college?
No, in high school. High school. My mom took me down to Jackpot, Nevada, which Daddy Joe was playing there in Jackpot, Nevada at the casino. And Ann Jones and her Western Sweethearts were performing there. So mom took me down there and said, gosh, you got to meet these girls. And they've got to meet you. And I said, Mom, what am I going to do with these? They were traveling. They're a traveling band. So I kind of didn't want to do that. You know, I didn't know why she was taking me down there. I did play with them a couple specialty numbers, and that was fun on stage. But then she said, well, you know, you should travel with them. I didn't want to do that. I was in high school doing all this stuff yeah. and friends. So pretty soon, we made a trip to Portland that happened to be the base for Ann Jones and her Western Sweethearts.
Oh.
We spent a few days with them, and guess what happened with me?
What?
I went out on the road.
High school?
I was 14. Went out on the road. See, I graduated from high school when I was 16, so I was 14, yeah.
In the summertime?
Yeah, in the summer.
Okay.
We played NCO clubs all over the South. We made a big, big, big loop through the South. I remember that because that was eye-opening. There was a lot of colored bathrooms, things that I had never experienced. Swimming pools were segregated. Restaurants were segregated. I just couldn't believe it because that didn't exist in Idaho. They would not let me hang out in the clubs. I would go to the stage and play. And I was very mature for my age. I looked mature and looked older than I was. And we had outfits on the bus. We're going to wear the red outfits tonight or the blue. And they had fringes, Western outfits. So they hired me to play fiddle, but then their bass player left. So she said, well, you're going to have to play bass. And I said, okay. Then the drummer, there was a change of drummer, so I played drums. I never did play guitar, but I played bass and drums both. And when I did that, I did fiddle specialty numbers. But that was my training ground for present day without my realizing it. I knew how to be on the road. We had a blast. They were a nice family. Ann Jones' husband, Huey, drove the bus. The girls were real nice. It was a good experience all the way. Blanche was a little bit older. I'm still in touch with Blanche, steel guitar player. She was 21 and I was 14. So she kind of took care of me and made sure I'd get into the stage and out. She was kind of Ann's right hand. She would play the steel guitar and dance. Da-da-da-da-da. Da, 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 da. So cute. Tall, slender, nice long blonde hair, and she was so nice. She and her husband live in Arizona now, but we're still in touch.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were just having fun.
Just had
all
a blast. But I didn't want to do it for over a summer. I had to leave. I wanted to go back to school and my friends and all that.
Sure.
They were upset. Ann Jones was upset. but I had to do it.
You had to go back to school, right?
Well, I wanted to.
Exactly.
They said, well, you can take correspondence courses. My mom even said, you could do this.
Don't you think you knew the right thing to do?
I had to go back to school, yeah.
By the way, we should say, when you graduated from college, you graduated magna cum laude with a degree in music.
That's right.
You could also play, but you were also pretty darn smart.
I always liked school. I have memories early on of Granddaddy when we moved from New York to Idaho. The only thing I didn't have were some of the, like, division facts, multiplication facts. So Granddaddy would be watching TV or something, and during an ad, he'd drill me on those facts and made it fun. So I loved learning. It was always easy, and I was good at it, so I never thought of it as work. I just enjoyed it. I enjoy learning to this day.